Have you ever wondered what sin God finds hardest to forgive? It's not the big crimes we usually think of, like murder or theft. Padre Pio shared a deeper truth. There's a sin that quietly poisons the soul, and it's something we may have all struggled with at some point. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. A heartfelt thank you to our Protected Children of Padre Pio members. Your unwavering support makes these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member, we invite you to join us today and receive special spiritual and material benefits. Most importantly, regular masses offered for your intentions. As Pope Benedict XV said, the Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than after death. You'll also be a part of a prayerful community, bringing comfort and strength to you and your loved ones. Click the link below to join this blessed mission under Padre Pio's protection. Now on to today's story. Today's story is sourced from the Aletheia website and was shared by one of the last living spiritual sons of Padre Pio, Adolfo Affatato. In fact, the last marriage Padre Pio ever celebrated was that of Adolfo and his wife, Franca. But this story isn't about Adolfo. It's about an Italian politician whose brief encounter with Padre Pio led to a radical transformation. The story begins with a profound revelation from Padre Pio. The sin God finds difficult to forgive. Let's dive into the story. One evening, Adolfo asked Padre Pio if God forgives all sins. Padre Pio responded with his characteristic wisdom, "My son, God is a good father, and he forgives everyone. Yet there is one sin he finds difficult forgiving. The ingratitude of man." Then, after a brief pause, he added, "But he knows how to wait." These words stayed with Adolfo. They reveal a truth that strikes at the heart of our relationship with God. Ingratitude is not just a failure to say thank you, it's a refusal to recognize God's love and providence in our lives. Ingratitude hardens the heart, leading us to believe we are entitled to every good thing we receive. And yet, as Padre Pio reminds us, God is patient. This truth would soon be illustrated in a remarkable way. Listen to this. One day, Adolfo was asked to accompany a politician who wished to meet Padre Pio. They met at a train station in Foggia, Adolfo's hometown. Over lunch, the politician spoke in a manner that struck Adolfo as presumptuous. He came across as someone who believed he could do whatever he wanted without consequence. He revealed that, in his lifetime, he had made 3 solemn vows, but had broken each one. Now, having heard of Padre Pio, he expressed a desire to meet the Capuchin saint and place himself under his spiritual direction. When they arrived at the friary in San Giovanni Rotondo, Adolfo and the politician went upstairs to wait for Padre Pio to come out of his cell. When he finally came out, he greeted the friars with his customary "Praised be Jesus." Then, turning to Adolfo, he asked, "Who is this that you have today?" Adolfo responded, "Father, this gentleman would like your blessing." But instead of offering a blessing, Padre Pio said, "Nice stuff you brought me here." Tell him that he made a vow 3 times, and 3 times he had failed. This is the last chance God is giving him. He should go before the Blessed Sacrament and ask forgiveness for his sins. Without even greeting the politician, Padre Pio turned and went down the stairs to hear confessions. Adolfo was stunned. Not so much because Padre Pio knew about the broken vows, but because he was accustomed to experiencing the gentle side of Padre Pio. But here was the other side, the stern friar who could be harsh towards those who sinned against God. Adolfo watched as a deep chill seemed to overtake the politician. Then, suddenly, the man broke down in tears. That evening, Father Onorato, one of the friars, asked Padre Pio if he had perhaps been too harsh with the politician. Without hesitation, Padre Pio replied, "If you could scrutinize souls, you could have seen in that man's heart not just 7 deadly sins, but 70. Then, pointing to a glass of water on his bedside table, he added, "Do you see that glass full of water? If you don't empty it of its filth and fill it with God's love, there will never be peace." Adolfo later learned that after that encounter, the politician began to radically change his life. Through Padre Pio, the power of God unlocked the doors of his heart. Doors that had been blocked by pride and worldly attachments and filled with charity. The time had come, as Padre Pio had said, God knows how to wait. The author concludes, through Padre Pio, Adolfo understood that gratitude is an eternal virtue. The more we thank God for what he has done for us, the more we create the conditions for further blessings. And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.